playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today speaking with Treasurer Manuela Batavagna. First of all, thank you very much for speaking with me again.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me on the show.
So we spoke a few weeks back, maybe a month ago at this point, as the operating budget had been presented, and now that has been approved, along with the capital budget is now fully approved as well.
That's correct. Both budgets were approved at the last council meeting.
Okay, so let's jump right in with the big question that always comes up with budgets. We talked about this previously, but what is the tax rate increase that has been accepted?
So the tax rate increase, it's a levy increase of approximately 3.8%, which results in a tax rate increase of about 3.6%.
Okay, and water and wastewater fees are also going up as well?
Yep, they definitely are. On the utility side, based on 70 cubic meters of water consumption and 61 cubic meters of sewer discharge, the monthly rate increase is about $4.77. So the water rate increased from 84 cents per cubic meter to 92, and the wastewater or sewer rate rose from 52 cents per cubic meter to 53 cents per cubic meter.
Okay, and combined the tax rate increase, mentioned the percentage, but what should that mean for the bill for an average homeowner?
So based on an average single detached house with an assessed value of $100,000, the increase would be $8.21 a month.
Okay, so you're looking at about $12 a month increase
combined
for both. Okay. Any other municipal fees increasing under this budget?
Yep, there were changes to the schedule of fees, and there's a lot of them, so probably the easiest, if anybody is looking for items that might be reflected in that schedule, they can find it on our website at www.wawa.cc.
Fair enough. Now, all of this is because of the budget itself. So how does the operating budget compare to previous years?
So there wasn't a huge increase or a huge changes in the operating budget. I think for the most part it was status quo. Where we saw significant changes were in the utility sector. So anything around electrical or fuel had significant increases.
So there aren't really any changes in service expected?
No, we've maintained our levels of service throughout.
And as mentioned, the capital budget, it was already accepted in principle, I guess, a little while back, but that's now fully in force at this point. How does that compare to previous years?
So I think for the most part it stayed pretty consistent. We have quite a few capital projects that some have already started and some were in the process of getting started that we've completed. There were some changes. I think there was a couple additions and there was some grants that came through throughout the process, so we moved those up the ladder as well. So some of the projects that we have planned throughout the year are upgrading the water intake system for the town. That's a $3 million project. Some of the water filters at the water treatment plant have already been replaced just within the last month or so. The new landfill cell will be opening this spring and the expansion will be continuing. We're purchasing some new equipment, including an excavator and a roll-off truck for the landfill. The sidewalk rehabilitation program is going forward and we're redoing the sports field through a grant along with various other projects.
Quite a few important things, and as you mentioned, those outside grants and funding sources often help dictate some of those projects that are chosen because you don't have to pay as much for a project you might need to do later.
Absolutely. Funding is always a great, great thing.
All right.
And we're always very appreciative of being extended those opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So with the budgets now approved, tax bills, when are those sent out?
So the first tax bills went out in January. Those are an interim bill and they're based on the previous year. But the first one was due February 28th and the next installment will be April 28th. And then the actual final tax bills will be prepared towards the end of May, beginning of June. And the due dates on those will be June 29th and August 31st.
Okay. And I know there are a few different ways that people can pay check, I guess, and credit card, that sort of thing.
We don't encourage credit cards for tax payments. We will accept them in special circumstances. There's usually a fee associated to that. Residents have the options of online payments or paying directly through their financial institution. They can come in and pay here at 40 Broadway. We accept cash, check, debit, and in some circumstances, credit cards.
Okay, fair enough. Anything else you want to make sure people know now that the budgets are approved at this point?
Nope, just want to wish everybody a great year ahead, and we're going to start working pretty soon on their next budget.
Fair enough. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
Once again, that is Manuela Batavagna, treasurer for the municipality of Wawa, joining us for Town Talk here at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.